Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be dating, messaging, and texting in between dates. So I've got an email here from a guy who's been dating a girl for about 6 weeks. He met her on a dating app. And obviously, if you're familiar with 3% Man and the process of dating and taking a girl from an initial meeting to the point where she wants to be in a relationship with you, typically if you followed what the book teaches to a T, usually around like week 7, week 8, that's when she's going to be falling in love with you and telling you that she's in love with you, and especially wanting, if she hasn't already, to lock you down in a relationship. And so this guy, I don't know, he doesn't say how many times he's read the book or if he's even read it, but he's obviously confused because it's the point now where she's frequently messaging on Snapchat or texting him and sending him other messages, videos of her and her dog in the park and stuff like that, and it's happening just about every day. And he's thinking, hey, I already got a date set up. Corey says in the book, or Corey says that if you have a date set, there's no reason to text. But this is, so you got to learn to transition from, because if you already got a date set and then she texts you the next day, even though you have a date set, this is indicative of the fact that she feels safe and comfortable with you and she really likes you. And that means her interest is going up and therefore her attraction for you is growing. And feminine energy, when it's happy, when it's starting to fall in love, wants to bond, connect, open up, receive your love and your presence more and more. And so I think part of this guy's problem, he doesn't really know the material that well. And he's kind of in that mode where he's trying to act like a robot because he really doesn't know the material. And he's thinking about one sentence or one paragraph in the book or maybe something he heard in a video. And so the idea is you want to learn to understand the philosophy, because the problem that most guys have in these situations is they're over texting, they're over calling, they're messaging too much. And what happens is they start acting like girls. They start acting like women. And these women go from being really attracted to these guys to being totally turned off, and then they start backing away. And most guys that don't know any better want to fix it. They start texting, calling too much, and they pursue her even more, which eventually leads to ghosting, getting blown off, rejected, friend zoned, or hearing all those, I'm confused, I'm not sure where I'm able to be at this point in my life, I gotta get my head together, and all those things that women say to guys, and the guy's like, what? Huh? What's that mean? So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email, because this is a good topic to discuss, just to kind of clean up some of your texting and messaging, because I do see this somewhat often when I get questions or I see comments on my social media about these topics. So the quote says, as a woman becomes comfortable and feels safer in your presence the longer you are together, and as long as her interest is growing, her attraction and attention seeking will increase. This is because as a woman's romantic attraction for you grows, so will her desire to bond, connect, talk, and spend time together more frequently. This is feminine energy. That is why when guys behave this way and start over-texting, messaging, and talking on the phone too much, they are acting like feminine women, and it starts to turn women off because it ruins the sexual polarity. And this happens in gay and lesbian relationships as well. So when the masculine one starts acting like a feminine one, the same exact thing happens. Men who can't or won't exercise emotional self-control eventually get ghosted, rejected, friend-zoned, and or start being told by the women they are seeing that they are confused, not ready for a relationship, need time to work on themselves, get their life together, etc. It's amazing how so many different women from all over the world say the same things. It's so interesting. It's always better if a woman thinks that she likes you more than you like her. If she is always chasing you, you simply never have to worry about getting dumped. And that's the idea. You don't want to overdo it. It's always better if she's chasing you more, because that's just feminine energy. If you think about it, everything a woman does is to get your attention. She does her nails. She does her hair. She puts some nice perfume on that makes her smell like candy. She puts on tight-fitting clothes, maybe clothes or a skirt or a blouse that reveals cleavage or her body or her curves, because she wants your attention. She wants you to be taken by her beauty so you can take her and ravish her passionately in the bedroom. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the attention. It's like she's saying, hey, my door's open. Come on in, big boy. So let's go through the guy's email. He says, dear Coach Corey Wayne, I met this girl on a dating app and have been seeing her for just under 6 weeks. Our sixth date was this Saturday. After I went to bed that night, she texted me, and the next morning I took that as an opportunity to set up the next date. So I see this sometimes, guys, especially when you first start dating a girl. If she sends you a good night text or, hey, I had a good time, that doesn't mean you use that as to set up the next date, especially if it's in the beginning. If it's like, especially the first, you just had your first date or your second or maybe even your third, you're not using that as an opportunity because technically she's still messaging you on the day you had your date. And so what you're looking for and the why, and why you just take measured steps where you go out on one date per week is you're taking your time. Now, why would you take your time? If you're a busy professional, you might only have one or two nights a week of free time because the rest of your time is going to be taken up with friends, family, your social activities. And you might have one or two nights open a week to potentially go out on dates. So you just don't have a lot of time to sit there and talk and text all day long and just drop what you're doing to hang out with a girl. And so your time is very valuable. And so therefore, if you know you only got maybe one free night a week that you could take a nice cute girl out and have a good time with her, then you're going to be taking your time. You're going to be in no rush. And so you're going to be trying to plan one date a week, and that's it. And that's why it's so effective when you just reach out no more than once a week to set a date. What happens as her interest grows, she doesn't want to wait until next week to talk to you. She wants to facilitate you potentially inviting her over. You don't have to take a girl always out on an official date. A date could be, say you got a date set up for Thursday and you set that date on Monday night when she texted you. And then Tuesday, she's like, oh, I miss you. I want to see you. You'd be like, well, you should grab a bottle of wine, come over to my place and we'll hang out. Doesn't matter that you have an official date set up on Thursday. If you're 5-6 weeks in and she's texting you this much, you can invite her over. If you had your second date and maybe you went to your house, maybe you hooked up, that was the first, because most women sleep with guys by the second or third date, provided they do what's in the book. And so if you just slept with a girl for the first time after your, say, your second date, say that was on a Sunday night, and then Tuesday she's going, oh, Sunday was so wonderful, it was so nice, you're such a great guy, I'm not normally like this, I was thinking about you, it's like, well, I was thinking about you too, and I think you should get your cute little ass over here to see me. What are you doing later? Invite her over. If not, fine, okay, well, when are you free? But typically what happens as she starts telling you these things and gushing over you, just invite her over. Doesn't mean you have to take her out on an official date and blow a bunch of money on her. A date is spending time together. It can be anything, any activity. You don't have to spend a ton of money. The idea is that you're taking measured steps. You're taking your time. You're trying to go slightly slower than she is. And when you're going slightly slower than she is, her interest starts to go up because it's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. It just means that she gets to a place because her interest is going up and she doesn't necessarily know where she stands with you. And so she reaches out to get your attention and your validation. And then you can just invite her over. That's what you're trying to facilitate. You're trying to go from just going out a couple of times over the course of 2 or 3 weeks to where when she starts initiating contact more frequently, it's going to get to the point where she might be texting you every day or every other day. But when you're in a full-blown relationship, you're probably going to be hearing from her at least once or twice a day, maybe 3 times a day. That's just, you know, if you guys are spending every night together, you should expect that. and you like just like I said, the problem with this guy is kind of being, you'll see as we get into his email, he's kind of being like a robot. The idea is to facilitate the process of her interest growing, so she wants to spend more time with you. She wants to come over to your place more, or you can just have a spontaneous date. It's like, hey, I'm free. I'll be free at 8. Why don't we go grab some? Let's go have a bottle of wine at that wine bar around the corner from my place. I'll pick you up at 8. Or whatever it happens to be. Or her place. Don't be a robot. Kind of go with the flow and just kind of sense. If she likes you and she misses you, she's going to reach out. So he says, it's now Tuesday and we are seeing each other again on Thursday. On Monday, she sent me a Snapchat video of her and her dog in the park with the caption, "You see us in the dog park? What are you doing?" I replied, "If I see you in the dog park, I'll come give your dog a big hug." I like that response. Because it's playful. It's totally innocent. She replied, "Honestly, that is fair." Because obviously everybody loves their dogs and their animals. And in a way, you're kind of teasing, "Well, I kind of like your dog better than I like you." I'd be really happy to see your dog. You're not being rude. You're just being kind of silly and goofy and playful. That's perfect. And her reply was a selfie, which I could tell she was trying to look as cute as possible. Feminine energy grows through praise, so that's why she's doing it. He says, "I did not reply to that. I would have liked it. I would have said, 'Babe, you're looking really cute in that outfit,' or 'I like that blouse on you,' or 'That skirt looks really hot. Can't wait to take it off next time we're together.'" Today, she sent me another video of her dog, and I replied, "Cute. Thanks for sharing." She replied to that, "Thank you, here's a kiss," and a selfie of herself making a kissy face. I just said, "Thank you very much." So at this point, 6 weeks in, he could definitely be spending more time together. I know he's got her a date set with her a few days in the future, but if she's texting you several times a day and you got nothing going on that night and you're just chilling, you'd say, "Hey, I'm just going to chill and relax tonight. I'm going to probably have a few beers, binge watch some Netflix or something. I'd love to see you if you want to come over. Bring your dog so your dog and I can hang out." Something like that, something kind of goofy. And more than likely, she'll probably come over. And the whole idea is to hang out, have fun, and hook up. Create an opportunity for sex to happen. Again, what I'm talking about right now is not going to happen in the first or second week of dating. These are not things you're going to do in the first or second week. This guy right now, where he's at, he's 6 weeks in. And so it's going to be okay to invite her over more frequently and not like really have official dates, but invite her over because you're the gift. You're the prize. She's missing you. She's thinking about you. Yeah, it'll build more anticipation if you wait till Thursday to see her. Maybe you have nothing available. But like I said, if you're available that night and you want to see her and you're like, "I don't really want to wait till Thursday," and she's kind of messaging me every day and trying to get my attention, so let me give her the gift of my time because she's treating me awesomely. So if a girl treats me properly, she gets the gift of my time. And if she's cold and distant, I'm okay with that too. Doesn't bother me one way or another. I'm completely indifferent to it. I'm happy if she's in my life. I'm happy if she's not in my life. Either way, it's cool because the right people, the right person, the right girl is going to want to be in my life. So you don't overthink it. And she might say, "Oh, I'd love to come over tonight, but I can't. I got to do this. I was like, "All right, babe. Well, I can't wait to see you Thursday. I got to run. Have a good night." He says, "I don't feel like what I am doing would be hurting her attraction, which I feel is very high at this point based on her contacting me every day this week and how much she comes over to hug, touch, and cuddle with me when we are together." So it's like the whole process, everything in 3% Man is all about creating the conditions where she's pursuing you. If you're not together, she's pursuing you over the phone. If you're together in person, you're being who you are. And she's coming into and out of physical contact with you. She comes over, puts her head on your shoulder, you embrace her. Then when she pulls away or lets go, you just let her be. You don't go chase her. You don't grab her hand. You don't try to pull her over. You just let her be. And a few moments later, she'll come back, which you'll see is exactly what she's doing. He He says, for example, if we are in my kitchen, she comes over to me to hug and kiss me every few minutes. I talk about this in 3% Man, because, and it's something that clicked with me when I was dating my girlfriend who had a little daughter at the time who, she's fucking 25 now. I can't believe that. But at the time, I remember when I would go over and we'd all be hanging out in the garage with her family. And there were chairs in there, and we'd be having beers. There was a fridge in the garage. And, you know, if I had my leg crushed, she'd come over and pick my leg up and put it down. And meanwhile, her cousins and her friends are all playing in the front yard. And she'd sit in my lap and put her arm around me. And she'd go, Corey. And she'd ask me some kind of question. And she'd sit in my lap for a few minutes. And then she'd hop up and go run out and play with everybody. And 10, 15 minutes later, she'd come back in and want to ask me something else. And it just kind of clicked. I was like, women do this when they get older. They go to the man, the masculine man that is the rock, is the mountain in her life. So it's like the same way that little girls seek attention and safety and comfort from their dad or their grandfather or whoever they look up to that's a masculine presence in their family. As they grow old, when they grow up and they become adult women, they do this with their boyfriends or their husbands or the guys that they're seeing. And that's like, it just clicked with me that day, how important it is just to let them kind of come and go and do their own thing. So it's like, even from the time they're a little girl, they're just naturally going to feel safer around masculinity. And masculinity is just there. And if you think about it, you think of a mountain, it's just there. It doesn't move. It doesn't go anywhere. And what happens with Mother Nature? It moves around it, surrounds it, over it, goes one side, the other side. But the mountain never changes. It never does anything. It could be sunny, it could be rainy, it could be sleet. Doesn't matter. The mountain is just there. You don't see the mountain running after the wind. The wind is chasing the mountain. Something to think about. He says, if we are in the couch, she is almost always resting her head on my chest with her arms around me. And if she stops, she's back within a few minutes. Yeah, this girl really likes you, dude. It's real. I'd say she's getting closer and closer to falling in love. She may be feeling those feelings already. He says, I am happy that she is Snapchatting me because I know she is thinking me. However, I know you often say that whenever a woman reaches out, that is an opportunity to set up the next date. The reason I have not done this in reply to her Snapchats is that we already have plans coming up for Thursday, and because Snapchat is not a good medium for setting up dates or appointments. So when she Snapchats you, switch it over to texting. Then say, obviously you're missing me terribly and I don't want you to suffer, so I think you should get your cute little ass over here and we'll throw some shrimp on the barbie. I have a lot of clients in Australia I talk to. They always chuckle when I say that. He says, I don't want to ignore the Snapchats because I like getting them. Yeah, you should never ignore your woman. That's stupid. It makes her think like you don't care and you don't appreciate them. And then what happens is she stops doing them. And then the guy goes, uh-oh, she doesn't like me. So you're always going to say yes. You're going to be appreciative. You might have some funny comebacks. Be playful. Like the dog comment that he said. I thought that was great. He says, I have considered just texting or calling her when I get them to set up another date. But it doesn't have to be a big official thing where you get all dressed up and you go to pick her up and open the door and all that stuff. If you guys are seeing each other and you're sleeping together, especially 6 weeks in, even though you got a date, it's like, obviously you're missing me terribly and I don't want you to suffer until we see each other on Thursday. So why don't you come over and snuggle later? Bring your dog. I'd love to see your dog. He says, I have considered just texting or calling when I get them to set up another date. But again, I feel like that might not be appropriate since we already have plans. It's totally appropriate. In the first 1 or 2 or 3 weeks even, it's going to be helpful just to keep your date on Thursday and be sweet in your replies. But when you're 6, 7 weeks in, I'll be inviting her over. He says, I'm sure that as I absorb your material more and read your book 10 to 15 times, yep. See, I knew it. I knew he hadn't read it enough. And this is why I say you got to read it 10 to 15 times. You have to get to know it backwards and forwards because you end up overthinking things. And now you're kind of acting like a robot instead of natural. And remember, your job is to create an opportunity for sex to happen, to hang out, have fun, and hook up. You take measured steps because she'll contact you more frequently down the road as her interest goes up, and that's what you're looking for. If she's chasing you, you don't have to worry about getting dumped, just like the quote says. He says, I know what to do, but I'm not there yet and would like your perspective. So, other than that, dude, you're obviously doing really well with her. So, since you're 6 weeks, almost seven, well, probably 7 weeks in now, since I don't know when you wrote this email, but I think that's perfect. You could definitely invite her over more. But like I said, in the first one or 2 weeks, maybe the third week might be okay to do that. Like I said, you got to just judge. I would say after you've hooked up and you've had sex, that's when I would start inviting her over, but not before that. Because again, sexual anticipation causes her to like you more. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. And if she thinks she likes you more than you like her, she's going to have to be around you and talk to you to try to find out where she really stands. And that's what you want. She's seeking your attention and validation. It's feminine energy to be unsure of oneself. And so that's okay. So if you haven't read 3% Man, it's free to read at understandingrelationships.com. All you can do is subscribe to the email newsletter. Same thing, you can read Mastering Yourself as well. And my new book, the quotes book, is like finally out. At least the paperbacks and the hardcover are available. I think they're, you can find them on Amazon. Like I said, it's still filtering through the search results. And I'm waiting for all that stuff to connect so we can upload the audiobook. So in the next few weeks we should have it. But if you want, the quotes book is thick. It's like 700 pages, and there's about 250 quotes and articles and stuff in there on that particular book. So it's available at Amazon right now. It's called Quotes, Ruminations, and Contemplations, Volume 1. Because I've got over a thousand quotes at this point, and I'm going to probably end up 5, 6, 7 volumes of this stuff over the year. So I'm thinking maybe release one or maybe two of these quote books per year. I'm going to see what everybody thinks of the first one, obviously, and if there's any feedback or things I can modify with the second one, I'll do it. But Quotes, Ruminations, and Contemplations, you can find the paperback and hardcover on Amazon right now if you're so inclined. And if you'd like to talk to me and schedule a phone session, you can go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.